You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. Make sure to check out the LockedOn.com website. It's a convenient place for you to find MLB, NFL, NBA, and college content from all your favorite hosts. Make sure to check out the LockedOn.com website. Also, make sure to check out the Locked On NBA podcast once you're done with this show. It is a great way to get caught up and stay caught up with the league you love to watch so much. Make sure you're going and checking out the Locked On NBA podcast. Today we have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to talk about pretty much every day, but a lot to talk about victory-wise today. You have the Timberwolves on a three-game winning streak. They've won two road games in this streak. I know the competition hasn't been the best, but hey, you got to take your wins where you can get them, and you got to be excited about what you can get excited about with this team. So you know what? We're going to have a super fun, positive show getting excited about the Timberwolves. And we're going to look at some stats that were brought. They came to my attention when I was listening to the broadcast the other night. And I was looking into some things, so we're going to get into all that. First, let's really look at this victory. Timberwolves win 102-95 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. The biggest lead they had was 14 after they trailed 6-0 in that first quarter. Never trailed again really after that. So the Timberwolves controlling the game from pretty early on, 29-26 in the first quarter, 25-21 in the second, went into the half up. And then Cleveland had a 24-21 third quarter before the Wolves came back. Really, again, in control of the game this entire time. Wasn't really a fast-paced game. Wasn't really a high speed. There was a couple times where the Timberwolves were able to take advantage of transition offense. But usually it was just the Timberwolves being better in the front court. You had 21 points and 10 rebounds from Towns. You had 7 points, 8 rebounds from Taj. There's a couple. He could have had another double-double night, but there's just a couple shots that rimmed out, a couple opportunities that were missed, but he still played pretty well. Covington with a fantastic night, 24 points, 7 rebounds. He had a couple of steals and a couple of blocks in this one. Talked the other day about how he's been pretty electric defensively as of late. And it was no exception tonight. He was making some plays and also found a rhythm knocking down shots. Shot 57% from the three-point line, 4 of 7. And then you had Andrew Wiggins. 11 points wasn't exactly what I had in mind when I was hoping that he would come back in a big way and bounce back against a bad Cavaliers team. That said, he did actually knock down a three-point shot. He after a pretty big drought over the last few games from three, he was knocking down some jumpers. He did grab a couple steals as well and a couple of blocks, so it was good to see him really get locked in defensively against this bad team. Hopefully this is going to help kind of jog him to waking up and really get him locked in, because the next couple of games, Spurs, Celtics, Rockets, those are tough, tough games. And I know that the Celtics are in a funk and the Rockets have been inconsistent, but those are still really good teams with really fantastic all-star level talent on their rosters. And so whatever the state of those teams is, you got to bring it against them. And so hopefully this is one of those where Wiggins can kind of jump start back in, because playing the Spurs on Wednesday, you really need him to show up. You really need the whole roster to show up. And speaking of the whole roster, this is a really heavy game for the starters. Really would like to see them exercise some more of the bench against the Spurs. You don't want to get caught up, like I said earlier this season. You don't want to get caught up like last year, where you end up finding yourself playing, but whittling your lineup down to six guys. It's way too early in the season. That's a playoff kind of thing to do. You gotta be working in these guys a lot more off the bench, and you've got good players to work in too. Rose, Sarge, Jones, you gotta work in a bunch of these guys. And I would really love to see Josh Okogie get back in the lineup at some point. I know the minutes are tough, and you've got to play guys like Rose and Sarge a lot of minutes, but I would like to see Josh Okogie at some point get worked back into the lineup and really find a role in this new team. You have the pre-Jimmy Butler and the post-Jimmy Butler Timberwolves, right? And the pre-Jimmy Butler, you didn't know when Jimmy Butler was going to be playing. Any given night, you could have 30 extra minutes in your lineup because you're not sure what's going on with him or whether he's playing a given night or not. And so I get that there was a little more flexibility in the pre-Jimmy Butler Timberwolves. Now in the post-Jimmy Butler Timberwolves, you got guys like Covington. He needs 30 minutes a night. You have Sarge. He needs at least 16, 20 minutes a night. The minutes are becoming tougher to hand out again for the Timberwolves, but they're still there. You can still work in a way, and you can still find a way to get him out there. And I think it's important for the Timberwolves to get him out there because I think the burst and electricity he offers you on offense and some of the defensive talent that he gives you, I think is really valuable. And I don't know if you want to see him just sitting on the bench and not utilizing that. There's got to be a formula where you can get him out there for at least 12 minutes a game and get him some buckets, give your team some turnovers. So I'd love to see him play, but the starters did a good job against a bad Cavaliers team, took care of business. You had 13 points from Teague and 12 points from Rose, 9 from Sarge, and 3 from Tyus Jones, just rounding out who actually did contribute, really. Gorgie had 2 points as well. He only played 9 minutes. Teague, really good night for him defensively. 3 blocks, a steal. He shot 41%. Got to the line a few times. It was one of those games where you really needed somebody else, somebody different to really step up. You've had some really good nights from Rose and Towns. And Towns had a great night, don't get me wrong. But the backcourt just got – it wasn't like this was a super clean game. I think there was definitely a lot of points left on the table. But Covington was one of those guys who has been really good defensively and kind of doing his part offensively. And he really stepped up when guys like Rose just weren't getting – enough looks or just were knocking down everything. Guys like T, they played well, but they weren't taking a ton of shots. They weren't knocking down shots from outside. Covington came in, knocked down half of the shots from outside for the Timberwolves that they ended up making in a game where they shot only 30% from the three-point line and only had 26 attempts from range. He came in and had a really big night, and his contribution was crucial on both ends of the floor. And so that was good. I predicted the other night that while this team had some players now after the Jimmy Butler trade that could step up in Wiggins' slump, and Covington was one of those guys that I was looking to get a 20-point, 30-point game as part of kind of covering for Wiggins. So it was nice to see him step up and get that mark, play really well, and get this win. Again, taking care of business against a bad Cavaliers team. And what I want to talk about was the stat that they brought up in the broadcast. And they talked about how neither team had come back from a 10-point deficit. The Timberwolves were 0-9, excuse me, and the Cavaliers were 0-13. Was the stat had not come back from a double digit deficit, which is not a great thing if you're hoping that your team is a playoff roster. And it intrigued me as well because I was looking and I wanted to see what my suspicions were that meant some things that you could tell stat-wise about this team that maybe you could help fix. And I want to get into all that, but first we should probably take a break for some sponsors. But we're going to get into all the stats that kind of I got led down this rabbit hole because of that stat of not being able to come back from a double-digit deficit. But first we're going to get to some sponsors. This episode is sponsored by Action Heat. Action Heat makes the world's best battery-heated clothing. Heat on demand at the touch of a button. Control your environment with Action Heat. Action Heat clothing is engineered to safely and efficiently deliver heat via heating panels similar to a heated car seat. They can reach temperatures of up to 135 degrees and are powered by rechargeable 5-volt lithium battery that lasts up to 12 hours each charge. Action Heat batteries can also be used to recharge your phone or any other gadget while you're wearing them. Perfect for any friend or family on your holiday gift list. Great for anyone who works outdoors, skis, snowboards, or anybody that loves the outdoors or hates being cold. Action Heat clothing provides toasty warmth and comfort for your whole body, including heated jackets, socks, gloves, hats, and even undergarments like heated base layer shirts and long johns. You can stay warm and cozy from head to toe with Action Heat. Action Heat is available in men's and women's and has great new styles and models just released for this winter. Make winter activities more enjoyable with a blast of warmth. Action Heat is the perfect solution to keep you toasty warm, even the most frigid weather. We've got a special deal for our listeners to save 20% off your entire order. Just go to actionheat.com/LockedOn to check out everything Action Heat has to offer. That's actionheat.com/LockedOn or use the coupon code LockedOn at checkout to save 20%. Stay toasty warm while you enjoy all your outdoor activities this winter with Action Heat. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. So, Timberwolves 0-9 when trailing by double digits. So I went and we know that this team needs to start out fast, needs to have a fast start, needs to be good in the first half. So I was looking at the first half numbers for the Timberwolves. They're 13th in the NBA offensively in the first half, averaging 56.3 points per game, shooting 44% from the field and shooting 37% from the three-point line, going about 5 of 14, 80% from the charity stripe. And then you look at some of their other stats. You have them grabbing 23 rebounds, 12.6 assists, only 6.4 turnovers, 4.8 steals, 2.8 blocks. That's all their first half numbers. Pretty solid. Pretty good team in the first half. You bounce over to the second half numbers, not so great. Not so great for the Timberwolves. They drop from 13th in the NBA all the way down to 21st. You have them knocking down only 52.7 points per second half, 42.7% from the field, 33.9 from the free throw line. You have them grabbing 21 rebounds, only 10 assists, 7.4 turnovers, 4.7 steals, which is an interesting mark, and 2.8 blocks. So this is definitely a second half team that really, you know, they're prone to give up a lead. You know, they're prone to let a team go on runs if they're really proficient offensively. But the second half numbers kind of show that there's just kind of an evaporation of the electricity. Again, they're not god awful, but it's a big jump from 13 to 21, and to have your team be kind of drastically different, where you're assisting less, you're getting a few more turnovers, you're averaging less points, you're not shooting as well, is really discouraging. If you think that this team still has a chance at being a defensive or a playoff team, like I think that all of us hope they can turn into. And when you go deeper, it doesn't get too much more encouraging when you go and take an even longer look at some of these stats. If you go and look at the defensive net rating. You go into some of the advanced stats. Defensive net rating for the Timberwolves in the first half, they're 15th, 108.5 in defensive net rating. And then you look at the second half, their defense drops to 20, not the as big of a jump maybe, but still a drop for the Timberwolves, 110.3. And this is this I think is a fixable problem. But I think there's a couple things you see here. So first of all, the Timberwolves are affected greatly by how they start out. This team, it shows out. You see it in just the way they play, but it really shows itself out in the stats. This team needs to start off really well. And not only is it good just statistically to have more points in the first half, so you can compensate if a team does go on the run in the second half. Basketball is a game of runs, but moreover, this team doesn't seem to lock in mentally the same way from half to half. And I think that that's something that you can fix mentally between the ears of the Timberwolves. You can try and get, like I was saying earlier, Wiggins locking in is going to make this team better. This team being more focused defensively is going to make this team better. All that is mental stuff. I think the talent is there. I don't think that there's that bit that you can have that good of a team in the first half in basically every stat and not think that you can fix some of these problems. That said, there is these mental lapses that the Timberwolves go on, and they really do happen a lot. In the third quarter has always been a kind of a weakness for the Timberwolves, but also against good teams, they just don't finish out games well in general. Fourth quarters can be a problem for the Timberwolves. They don't close out well. And again, I don't think that says as much about the talent on the Timberwolves roster as it does about the mental state. A bunch of young guys who aren't clicking and locking in, maybe aren't staying focused, or they're overly swayed, overly affected by how they start out a game. And I think a couple of things, I think the real key here, obviously, is defensively. If you can lock in right away in that second half, and maybe you're not going to play as well offensively. Maybe you're going to have a little bit of a slump. Maybe this team is just going to always be hot in that first half offensively. But if you can create turnovers and if you can avoid being sloppy, mental mistakes, I think that's the way that this team shores up and starts to play better. And really, it is a story of half to half for this Timberwolves team and really breaking down the season incrementally like that. This team has to focus on each half and win each half against each one of these teams and not try and get ahead of their skis at all. And they need to lock in mentally to close out these games. Because, again, these mental lapses are going to end up killing the Timberwolves. If you don't have the ability to come back from a double-digit deficit, if a team scores goes up 11 on you and you're just done, or if a good team like the Rockets coming in knows that if they go down, they can just put a really good third quarter or start really strong in the fourth quarter, and that's going to be there for them because they're not a good second half team. But that's also going to really throw the Timberwolves in a funk. That's not great. That's not great for the Timberwolves. That's not how they get to the playoffs. That's definitely not how they win games. And for a team just starting to win road games, they desperately need all the victories they can get. And playing disciplined basketball, especially to close out games, is going to be a crucial skill that this team still has to learn. But I think that the talent is there. Again, they're a really good first half team. That's not an accident either. Just like it's not an accident that they're a very mediocre to poor second half team, it's not an accident that they're a very good first half team. And the question is, can they lock in? Because I do believe a lot of this team's problem still is between their ears. Can they lock in mentally, and can they play disciplined basketball for entire games and close out against good teams? That's going to be the question that you have to ask as the Timberwolves head into this tough stretch. Again, I know this isn't the best years of the Spurs, Celtics, and Rockets. They have been playing down. There has been some regression. Spurs have a lot of injuries. Celtics have not figured out their offense, and the Rockets have had a combination of both. But these are still teams with uber-talented all-stars. DeMar DeRozan is still on the Spurs. LaMarcus Aldridge, that's still a good team that the Timberwolves will... They'll give the Timberwolves problems. You have the Celtics. They still have tons of talent, and defensively, they're still going to come after the Wolves. So maybe offensively, they're not as good, but defensively, they're still a fantastic team. And then you look at the Rockets. They still have James Harden on this team. He just dropped 54 points against the Wizards. He is still capable of single-handedly throwing a wrench in the Timberwolves' scheme and the Timberwolves' plan to try and attack the Rockets. So you got to look out for these teams, and this is a perfect example where this team can has to lock in mentally against players and rosters that have been to the playoffs and know how to be successful deep in the NBA season. And so this is a good start. Lock in, finish out games. Don't make mistakes. Don't make mental errors. Don't give a team a leg up in that second half. So those are my takeaways from the Timberwolves from last night, from some of the stuff I've been thinking about the Timberwolves over the last 24 hours. We'll have Spurs coverage tomorrow to get you prepped for that game. Thank you so much for listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.